everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Cynthia Gordica, Education Marketing Manager for Classic Vacations, and today we're off to Maldives to have a classic conversation with Kapil Mathur, Director of Sales for the stunning Grand Park, Kodiparu, Maldives. Welcome, Kapil. We're very excited to hear more about the Maldives and your spectacular resort.
Thank you, Cynthia. Hello, everyone from the sunny Maldives. My name is Kapil Mathur, and I am the Director of Sales based on the property on the island. So today I will be taking you through a lot of questions and telling you all about this stunning property has to offer.
Kapil, Maldives has grown in popularity as a must-do destination. How is it different from other tropical destinations?
Maldives is a one island, one resort destination, which sets it apart from the other tropical destination, where the privacy is the main thing which our travelers are looking at. Once you are on the island, that's your home for the rest of your duration while you're in the destination. So the privacy, the white sandy beaches, the tropical sun, and the beautiful colors of water makes it absolutely unique and on a must and a bucket list destination for many travelers. It's a perfect destination for honeymooners, whether you're celebrating anniversaries or birthdays or any special occasions, or it's a family holiday. Maldives is for you. So one island, one resort destination sets it apart from any other destination in the world.
And Grand Park Kodiparu is in the North Malay Atoll. Now, how would a traveler from North America get to your island resort?
USA market has definitely grown for the Maldives in general. So you could fly from New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco or Boston or any other country, any other cities to Dubai or to Doha, and then take an onward connection flight to the Maldives. The total flying time could be a little longer, but it's all worth once you're landing in the Maldives, because you get absolutely mesmerized by the tropical islands, by the coral ring-shaped islands when you're landing. So connectivity is not an issue, and the Middle Eastern carrier serves the perfect way to get to the Maldives.
And how would you get from Balana International Airport?
So Grand Park Kodiparu, Maldives is located 20 minutes from Balana International Airport, and transfers to our property is arranged via speedboat, which only takes 20 minutes. So once you have arrived at the main airport, after clearing immigrations, you are welcomed by our airport representative. So it's a very personalized welcome at the airport, where you are identified and then you are escorted and assisted with your speedboat transfers, which takes only 20 minutes. So it's an absolute breeze to get from the airport to the property. And once you arrive at the property, you're welcomed by your personal lifestyle host for your in-villa check-in, which is a very personalized, because we do understand that guests, after traveling for so long, all they want is just to get into their villa, already enjoy the beauty. So we do everything in the villa, personalized check-in. So once you arrive at the resort, you're greeted by your lifestyle host. You're taken straight into the buggy and straight to the room, where you are served the cold towels, welcome drinks, and you do the check-in at the comfort of your villa while already enjoying and feeling that you're in a holiday destination.
What a wonderful way of making the guest feel at home, just as if they're on their own private island when they get to your property. And can you tell us what's special about North Malay Atoll?
Well, North Malay Atoll serves perfect for anyone who's not looking to travel long distance. North Malay Atoll also comes with some beautiful dive sites, some beautiful house reefs, as our property also has a very beautiful house reef. So the location is the biggest key factor for anyone who's not wanting to travel another seaplane distance or a domestic flight distance. Plus, if somebody's a keen diver, there's definitely some beautiful dive sites around North Malay Atoll, which people can explore. Also, as you're in the Maldives, and some people love to visit the Malay capital, so that's the only possibility if you're staying in the North Malay Atoll, as you can have the possibility to go to Malay capital city and explore how the culture is, how the locals live, and just experience the world's smallest capital, which is Malay. So that's what makes North Malay Atoll a very unique place to book your holiday.
Getting back to your property, what, in your opinion, are the five top unique selling features?
So definitely in the Maldives, the selection criteria varies from traveler to traveler, what exactly they're looking for. So Grand Park, our biggest unique selling point first is definitely our short distance from Malay, Balana International Airport, because that serves a perfect for someone coming from a long haul flight. and not to travel another steep lane or another domestic flight. So in just a short distance, 20 minutes, you're already at the property. So that's the biggest unique selling point that we have and what has been our success story. Our entry-level villa type is water villas. So in the Maldives, of course, it's a unique and a bucket listing to stay over water because the over water villas here are so unique and you don't get that experience anywhere else in the world. So definitely, you know, we provide that at the entry-level price point, wherein at most of the resorts in the Maldives, their starting category or the leading categories are beach villas, but we have water villas are entry-level. Then we have a very active house reef because if you're coming to the Maldives, it's all about snorkeling, it's all about swimming and getting acquainted with the marine life. So we have a very active, beautiful, vibrant house reef located right at our villas, which we call as reef pool water villas. So there you can actually explore the marine life and, you know, indulge in snorkeling as much as you can. And I think it's definitely your trip is made if you see the beautiful variety of fishes. Then on our island, we offer our meal plans on dine-around basis. So which means that guests are not restricted to eat at only one restaurant. We allow them to eat from half board and onwards. They're allowed to eat at any restaurant, any operational restaurant during the meal timings. So that gives them a flexibility and also they don't get bored of eating the same cuisine for the 7 nights or whatever duration of their stay is. So it allows them to move around freely. And lastly, you know, our lifestyle host concept. So our lifestyle hosts are resonating with the guest lifestyle. So they are one point of contact for every client that comes and stays with us. And whatever you need on the island, whether it's a table reservation, a spa booking, your lifestyle hosts are your one point of contact for anything that you may need. And they are only a WhatsApp away. So once a client arrives, our guests are exchanged and given the lifestyle host WhatsApp number. And anything that they need during their stay, they can reach to their lifestyle host rather than going out to different. So all these things makes us very unique. And these are the unique selling points that we take pride in selling the property in the market.
Wow, that's really impressive. So may I get some? You're welcome. I wanted to just get some details. You mentioned that you have water villas. Can you explain what those are? And can you tell us what categories you have, what type of categories for your villas?
So on the island, we have 120 villas, which are spread into 6 different categories. Our starting category is a lagoon water villa, which is set in the lagoon. So lagoon is a little shallow part of the island, and it's perfect for people to swim, but not to snorkel. Then our second category is the ocean water villas. So ocean water villas are facing the ocean side where water gets a little deeper as you go further for swimming and snorkeling. So this is the main difference between the lagoon water villa and the ocean water villa. Then our third category is the beach pool villas, which are located on the beach and they have a beautiful outdoor open bathroom. They have a pool at the back of the villa, which overlooks the beach. And the beach and the ocean is just like 10 meters away. So anyone who loves to, you know, feel the white sandy beach and the white powdery sand under their feet and like to stay on the beach, it's beach villas are for them. Then we have a pool water villa, which has its own private pool at the deck of the villa. And then we have the reef pool water villas, where we have a short jetty of 20 rooms, and they give you the guaranteed access of the reef. So hence they are called as reef pool water villas. And our top category on the island is our 5 units of 2 bedrooms called the Grand Residence. So each room comes with 2 rooms, living room, a larger deck. So this room type is perfect for families traveling together or a group of friends traveling together as we can accommodate up to 6 people. So in total, the island has 6 categories spread into over water and on the land.
And Kapil, all of the villas are assigned a lifestyle host, no matter whether you're starting at the entry level villa or the grand residence villa.
That is correct. So all the rooms, all the villas comes with the lifestyle host who are looking after. So irrespective of the villa you book, there are certain benefits which are villa associated, but lifestyle host concept is available to all the villas.
And out of all of those beautiful villas, which is your most popular?
Definitely the 2 most popular villas that we have on the island is the beach pool villas and the reef pool water villas. beach pool villas because there are certain travelers from the some certain part of the world which loves the beach villas. And also they feel more happy with their kids staying over the beach rather than over water due to the security concerns. And reef pool water villas, of course, is a popular category because it's on the short jetty. It's overlooking the sunrise site. So people just love to wake up in the morning, watch that rising sun, have a cup of tea on the villa deck. So the whole atmosphere is so magical. It's so mesmerizing. And the fresh air that you breathe right in the morning at 6 a.m., it's truly unbelievable. So reef pool water villas and the beach pool villas are very, very popular. Of course, for the price point, entry levels are always and have always been popular, but if I have to pick two, it's definitely the beach pool villas and the reef pool water villas.
That's great to know. Also, let's talk a little bit about the dining options. You mentioned that your property does offer half board, is that correct? And also full board?
Correct. So the property offers four meal plans, starting with bed and breakfast, which is your breakfast only daily. So our room rates are inclusive of buffet breakfast by default. Then the guests have options to upgrade their meal plans to three meal plans, such as half board, which is dinner, full board, which is lunch and dinner. And we have a meal plan called Kodiparu Feast, which includes your breakfast, lunch, dinner, and your drinks throughout the day at any operational bars and outlets. And it also has certain benefits like non-motorized water sports, discount on spa treatments, and your mini bar refilled every alternate day. So in total, we have four meal plans. And as I said, all the meal plans are on dine-around basis, except for bed and breakfast. So half board and onwards, you get a choice of three restaurants for dinner, and you get a choice of two restaurants for lunch. So four meal plans, dine-around options, perfect for the guests on what they're looking for. They can book whichever meal plan suits their best needs.
And can you tell us a little bit about the restaurants that you offer?
Certainly. So on the island, we have three restaurants. Our main restaurant is called The Edge, which has different level of dining. You know, we have the private dining rooms, we have upper level dining, lower level dining, and also an extended deck in the water. So it's called the outer deck. The restaurant serves buffet breakfast, a la carte lunch, and buffet dinner. And we have international cuisine at the Edge restaurant, which is, and the specialty of the restaurant is that we do live cooking. So the chefs are standing behind the counter, and everything that we cook is all fresh, whether you want a pasta, you want a steak, you want anything like a naan breads, or you want a soup, everything is cooked fresh. And it's a multi-cuisine restaurant catering to all tastes and palates and cuisines so that everybody gets to enjoy. So we call it an international cuisine restaurant. Then we have another outlet called Breeze Poolside Bar and Dining. So this is the restaurant where our infinity pool is located. And Breeze Bar is more of a casual chic dining place, a very informal dining restaurant where it serves the cuisine from east to west, having the Asian cuisine, Western cuisine, Middle Eastern, Indian, and a lot of vegetarian options as well, because people are now turning more vegan, more vegetarian. So we also cater to vegetarians, vegans, and it has a very extended variety. Plus, you can enjoy beautiful and delicious cocktails throughout the day, and especially at the sunset time, because this restaurant overlooks the sunset. And our last outlet is Fire Door, which is our fine dining restaurant with a French and Italian extended cuisines. It's a restaurant where we also serve seafood. You know, we have a Jasper Grill where we do the beef steaks. We do a lot of tenderloins, steaks and all. So it's a restaurant that opens only for dinner, and it's a perfect restaurant for a couple to dine in. Of course, the families are welcome as well, but it has a very romantic setup because it's located over water. So that makes it very unique, very special. So three restaurants in total. Plus, we have a 24 hours in villa dinings, which is at the additional charge as per the menu. And besides the restaurants and the in villa dining, we also offer a lot of private dining options. So private dining options are for the guests who wants to have a special dinner, let's say on the beach. Or we also offer a float and dine, an hamatlan, which floats on the water, and we serve you food in the water on your structure. So it's a very unique, because Maldives is all unique. It's all about romantic ideas, making your anniversaries, birthday special. So we do beach barbecues, we do dinner under the stars, we do cinema under the stars, we do float and dine experience. So all these sunset rendezvous. So these are the little things that we offer from the food and beverage side.
You offer it all. What unique experiences. They all sound so wonderful. I mean, And so speaking of that, what would you say is your favorite? Do you have a favorite entree? Do you have a favorite dessert that you would say, this is a not to miss entree or dessert that you should try at our property?
Oh, definitely. I have a couple of them for sure. So tiramisu at our Breeze Bar is our top seller, is definitely a highlight. In the Edge restaurant, the creme brulee is very fantastic. I mean, it tastes absolutely delicious. I make sure I never miss it if I'm dining there. And at Red Fire, though, there's a chocolate fondue, which is my all-time favorite. So these are the desserts at these every restaurant. So creme brulee at the Edge, then tiramisu at the Breeze Bar, and chocolate fondue at the Fido restaurant. They are must, and everybody should definitely try and indulge in.
And I understand you have an overwater spa as well. Popular spa treatments that you would recommend?
Certainly. So our spa is an award-winning spa and has been winning for three consecutive years, the leading spa in the Indian Ocean by World Luxury Travel Awards. Our spa is located over water with seven treatment rooms, providing a wide range of Balinese, Thai, and Swedish treatments. So the most popular treatments that everybody does is the Balinese massage, because it's a full body oil massage and it's very relaxing. It's very soothing and everybody's happy with that. And then we also have a massage called Kodiparu Fusion, which is a mix of four different treatments into one. So people like to take a mixed treatment so that they can experience a little bit of everything in one treatment. It's called Kodiparu Fusion. So these are the two popular treatments that most of our guests try. Plus, we also have an amazing range of body wraps, facial treatments, as we also have our own little salon at the spa. And all the products that we use at the spa are from Italy called Comfort Zone. And we use the French product called Pithomère. So they are organic products, very friendly. And we also have a little retail outlet at the salon where the guests have a possibility to buy these products once they have done their treatments. So all in all, it's the spa and wellness is something that we really, really focus on. And once you're in spa, you are in a totally different world because you're over water. The spa looks absolutely, I mean, the moment you step into the spa, it's like you've stepped into a different world and you have a wide variety of treatments to choose from. We do single treatments, we do couple treatments, and we also have couple packages for people who want to have everything together.
Wow. That's all I can say right now. It just sounds so phenomenal. It really does. Also, I know that Grand Park Kodiparu is a Green Globe certified member. Now, what does that certification mean?
So Green Globe certified certification is part of our sustainability initiatives that we take on the island. And then we get a certificate to verify that, yes, we are a sustainable resort. As we know that today, the world is moving towards sustainability and everything revolves around sustainability tourism. We at Grand Park are very much environmental friendly, conscious people, and we would like to give back to the nature. So we do every initiative in a very sustainable way. So for example, we have a zero plastic policy on the island. We have a very strong waste management where we are recycling the products and we have segregating the waste into their types, recyclable general waste. Plus, we have our own water desalination plant where we produce our own water. We have our own water bottles. So we are not using the plastic bottles, or also for the straws that you sip your drinks with. We use the stainless steel straws to be more environmental friendly. We use solar panels to generate electricity because we're in the Maldives where the sun is in abundance. So we use solar panels in our staff area to reduce the energy cost. So all these things, help us to, be as sustainable as possible. And as we know that the world is moving towards sustainability, and hence why for the last three consecutive years, we have been awarded a Green Globe certification, which is quite recognized initiative certificate in the world.
Congratulations, especially being on a small island that you can do all of that. Really, when you think of where you're located, that's a big achievement.
It is indeed. Thank you so much for that. It is indeed, yes.
Absolutely. Let's get to what separates Grand Park Kodiparu from other luxury partners in Maldives. What do you think that is?
Well, in the Maldives, if you look at any island from the aerial view, they look exactly the same with the palm trees, beaches, overwater villas, beach villas. But what really sets Grand Park Kodiparu apart is definitely our service level, which is very personalized, focusing on the guest lifestyle that each of our guests is looking for. Services are paramount and the most success thing, because once a guest arrives on the island, how you made them feel, how was their overall stay, what sort of a services they received, is definitely something that they would remember for the rest of their life. And they would also go back and do word of mouth publicity. Plus, it also adds confidence to our partners who are selling us. They can sell us even more confident, with more confidence. Attention to detail at the property is also one of our key factors that we focus on, because we focus a lot on training our staff as per the international standards through our through the qualified training schools. And then also, as I highlighted, some of the USPs, which also plays a very major role, such as the short distance from Male Airport, five-star entry-level resort, which has entry-level as water villas, house reef, personalized service in terms of lifestyle post, and private dining options, plus the meal plans on dine around basis. So all these factors clubbed in makes us sell very easily in the market. And that has been our success story for the last 6 years since we are in the Maldives in the business.
What type of clientele would enjoy the Maldives and your resort?
We definitely welcome couples and honeymooners who are looking forward to a romantic getaway, you know, whether it's they're celebrating their honeymoon, or they're celebrating their anniversaries, or, you know, proposals or birthdays. Post-COVID, we've also seen the families traveling in good numbers, because Maldives is no longer only the destination, let's say, for couples and honeymooners. It's also beyond that, because every age group has something or the other to look forward to. So even if you're traveling with your family, which has elderly grandparents or your elderly parents, they would also have something to do, because Maldives is a place where you just relax, unwind, chill, and cut yourself from the busy life, where you don't have to do touristic things that do sightseeing, go here, go there. So it's like a place where you station at one place and you're purely relaxing. So eat, sleep, drink, repeat is a perfect saying that falls. So in that way, we have been welcoming people of all ages. And we've been welcoming families as well as honeymooners and couples, because we also have kids facility on the island. If somebody's looking for like kids club, you know, we celebrate all the occasions like Christmas, Santa Claus coming, we celebrate Easter. So there's something or the other to do for every age person on the property.
Well, your property just sounds just phenomenal. So we're all ready to pack our bags to go ahead and jump on our plane and go to your property. But can you tell us what's the best time to travel, and how long you would suggest that we stay at your property?
Certainly. So coming all the way down from the US is definitely a long way traveling. Give or take, door to door, a guest would be traveling at least for 24 hours. So at least minimum 7 nights makes it more worthy for you to be on the island, so that you can also get out of your jet lag and start enjoying the property and start enjoying the surroundings and your holidays more specifically. So 7 to 10 nights is a good enough. But of course, you're more than welcome to stay as long as the guests would like to stay. But minimum 7 nights at any point of time. And in terms of the seasons, our high season in the Maldives starts from December right up to April, when the prices are on a higher side, as it's the winter season in the whole of the world, especially, let's say, in Europe and US. And that's when people are looking to escape the winters and come to the tropical destination like the Maldives and have a holiday. But if somebody wants to take the advantage of low rates, then May until October is the low season in the Maldives, where the rates are comparatively low as compared to the high season. But in terms of the weather, as Maldives is a tropical destination where the weather is ranging between 28 degrees to 32 degrees all through the year, with the monsoon season coming in, let's say, from June and onwards. So that's the time when you see the rain showers and everything, but it's perfectly sunny from December to April. So if someone's looking for a getaway, I think that's the perfect time. But if somebody wants to have a summer holiday or take the price advantage, then May to October is the perfect time for them to come.
Fantastic. So really year round when you think of it. And when you do have rain during the rainy season, is it like most tropical destinations in that you may have a storm in the afternoon when it's humid, and then it may rain and then it stops? Is that what happens? Or do you have it for a long period of time?
Well, Maldives is a typical tropical destination, so it can rain anytime, but the rains do not last for very long. It could be a 10 minutes pour down followed by a bright sunshine or vice versa, or it could be maximum raining for half an hour, but then the weather clears up, unless it's extremely stormy and thunderstorms, which probably would be just for a day or so, but not that it's torrential rains raining from morning till evening all through. But even when it rains, we have the wet weather activity programs to keep our guests entertained, because we do understand the guests are spending thousands of dollars in their holidays and they don't want it to be wasted. So we do have a lot of wet weather programs, activities based on our occupancy at that time, and which we offer to the guests so that they're indulging in something or the other.
That sounds great. You basically do have an option for everything. And it sounds like even for families, you have a kids club, you have these special dinners on the beach or the honeymooners. So it sounds like you have each demographic covered, which is phenomenal. So on a personal note, if you were a guest, what would your perfect day at your resort be?
Well, Maldives has so many things and the resorts are so many things. Even being in the Maldives for so long, I feel so excited if I get to visit any of the resorts. So if I had to plan my perfect day on the resort, so it would be filled with so many activities from morning till evening. I'd probably start my day with a morning yoga session to catch that rising sun, followed by a healthy breakfast at the Edge restaurant, watching the ocean and spotting the dolphins, which are often spotted crossing over. Probably after that, I'd head over for a little rest and shower before, you know, heading to do some water sports and try out some parasailing or water cycle or jet ski. Afternoons, let's say, would be perfect to spend by the pool, sipping some gin and tonic or some amazing tropical cocktails, and also taking a dip in the pool while indulging on some quick bites at the breeze bar and reading a book, let's say. Late afternoons would surely call for some relaxing spa treatment to pamper myself and, you know, try some amazing body wraps. And then evenings, the breeze bar turns absolutely magical into with the DJ playing the in-house music, which is more like a lounge music. So sipping some cocktails at the breeze bar in the evening while watching the sunset would be the perfect way to start the evening before heading out for dinner. And for the dinner, I would definitely choose Fayado because of its perfect romantic ambience and setup over water on the stills. And I think that's how my perfect day would end, you know, while I'll be thanking and looking and thinking that what I did the whole day before hitting the bed for a good night's sleep. So that's how my perfect day at Ranpa Kudiparu would be.
That definitely sounds perfect. Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much, Kapil, for sharing your expertise of the Maldives and Grand Park Kodiparu with us. And I can really see why discerning travelers really should make it a go-to destination. And I believe your slogan, which is making moments in time, fits your resort perfectly. Do you have any closing remarks or any key takeaways that you'd like us to remember about your beautiful resort?
So my message out to everyone in the USA and in North America is definitely that Maldives is a very, very unique destination. And we at Ranpa Kudiparu are really looking forward to welcoming you and making you feel all these things that we have to offer, as Maldives is very different. So your one island, one resort destination, which is Ranpa Kudiparu, would be your perfect getaway away from your hustle and bustle of life and experience a different part of the world with different hospitality and trying out different foods. So as you said, pack your bags, book your holidays through classifications and head over to Ranpa Kudiparu, where there's so much waiting for you and for memories of your lifetime.
Thank you so much, Kapil, for sharing all of that with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. It was a pleasure speaking about the property and answering all those questions, and always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to A Classic Conversation with Kapil Mathur, Director of Sales for the stunning Grand Park Kodiparu Maldives. More information about this property can be found on classicvacations.com. Reservations can be made through your travel advisor. Until next time, take care and have a wonderful day.